One of the friars I used to live with, we were in novitiate together, and he used to say, moderation in all things, especially moderation. Now, he was joking. We probably have an idea of what moderation is. You know, to go easy. Don't go too hard. Don't go too not hard. Really, simply put, you could say moderation as applied to our lives usually has to do with just using as much of a thing as we actually need. It's very much connected to this question of what do I need versus what do I want? And we often don't like to go there. I find it interesting to observe myself with regards to gluttony. We get a lot of talk about all sorts of other vices and sins, but we don't often talk about gluttony. There's some great videos out there on this topic, folks who know a lot more about it than I do. I think maybe I enter into gluttony more than I enter into other sins, but I don't really look at it because I don't really want to look at it because I like eating food. And it seems like such a little thing, but when I'm having my dinner or another meal, I'm not typically super aware and attentive to what do I actually need here? And more importantly, most importantly, when I reach the point where my need has been satisfied, am I aware of that? The answer to that one is typically no, no clue. I'm just going to eat what's on my plate. As an Irishman, that's I can't possibly leave anything on my plate. Some of my friends call it the famine gene, that because of the famine way back in the day in Ireland, we're like, can't waste food, must finish plate. And there's something good to that, not to waste things. But there's other ways to not waste apart from acting in a gluttonous way, I think. So moderation would say, I'm only going to eat what I need. I'm only going to use what I need. So me getting stuffed at a meal is not a need. Me getting drunk is not a need. It's okay to drink alcohol, so long as you're within the legal age. And it is okay to eat, obviously. And those two things are in different categories. One is essential for life, the other is not. It's not necessary to drink alcohol in order to live. But it's okay to drink alcohol, but it needs to be moderate. Because when we go to excesses, it actually is damaging. And I think it's a bit of a tragedy. It reveals a disconnect when we are unaware of our needs, which is something I've definitely struggled with, to be conscious of my needs. And it's a really healthy thing to be able to go, wow, what's enough? And you do this with good things too. I think I did a video on how much prayer is enough prayer. Like, don't pray more, pray enough. How much prayer is God asking you to do? Because maybe in your state of life, you can only do 10 minutes a day because you've got kids and life is absolutely completely 100%. Bonkers. And that's all the dedicated, undistracted prayer time you have. Now, there's loads of other prayer time in the day you can squeak out in between nappies and things, but you know, maybe that's what God's calling you to. And we could be beating ourselves up because we're thinking, no, I have to do as much as a monk does or as much as I used to do. Well, your life has changed. And what God is asking, therefore, has changed. He's asking something different of you this season. So we want to do God's will. We don't want to just do what we think we should do. What does he want? That's the question. So what's enough prayer? Because the prayer is a good thing, right? So moderation in prayer. That sounds like a scary thing, dangerous thing to say, doesn't it? I know a lot of folks, their struggle is to just do enough. It's like, okay, what do I have to do? How can I do it? How can I stick to that prayer commitment? So that's most people's struggle, but some people do struggle the other way. And again, folks, we want to be looking at moderation. We want to pray for the grace to be moderate in the sense of, okay, what is enough? Let me be attentive. What is my need? Because you have a need for prayer. What's my need for that? What's my actual need here as I go into this meal to be conscious, right? Actually, how hungry am I? Now, there's one thing that we shouldn't be moderate in. Only one, believe it or not. And that is love. That is love. Jesus speaks of this. He speaks kind of from the opposite angle and he speaks of a warning. Babel. Hello, Babel. It's Laodicea. Definitely don't want to be the church in Laodicea. My goodness. It's what Jesus says to the church, the angel of the church in Laodicea, the words of the Amen and of the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. Whoa, the beginning of God's creation. That's mental. He says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. So that means vomit. that's in the other translation. I will vomit you out of me, out of my mouth. Jesus prefers us to be cold in love than to be lukewarm. But his preference is definitely that we be hot, that we be on fire and getting hotter, that we be growing in this love of him. So that's the thing. So they say that love is the one virtue that you can always grow more and more and more. There isn't an excess of love. Oh, you're way too loving. You're way too kind. No, that's just like God is love, and he is infinite love, blazing love for you and for me. There wasn't any end to his gift of self on the cross. But for other things, there can be a limit, and there should be a limit, which is what we call moderation. So let us be immoderate in our love of God and of others, but in all other things, let us really ask the Lord, what is it that is enough for me? And let us be attentive, brothers and sisters, to our actual needs. How much money do I actually need? How much food do I actually need? How much time off do I actually need? And let us be attentive to those things. Anyway, there you go. I'm wondering if you heard the person walking outside. I'm really annoyed right now because they were walking outside while I was doing this video. But they have to, because that's the corridor. It's the corridor, and it's a squeaky corridor. So I don't know what to do about that. We could put landmines, but I think a landmine would be more noisy. Anyway, let's see how that goes. Lovely. That was a bit moderate. It's all right to talk. Great. It's like, was it a lukewarm talk? I hope it wasn't a lukewarm talk, but there you go. Bless you.